If you're buying a house, a home inspection can flag major problems. If you're buying a used car, there are numerous reporting systems that can tell you about a vehicle's accident history. But what about a college education? Every year, students and families shell out thousands of dollars on tuition and fees. But how can they tell whether a school is financially stable or might be in danger of closing? Two local schools, Wheelock and Mount Ida Colleges, are both closing after this semester. WBUR's Edify reporter, Kara Young, takes a closer look.
Mount Ida students and parents say they're still reeling from the news that the college won't reopen in the fall.
We certainly were not prepared for the fact that the college itself was in such dire debt.
I just don't get how it got this bad.
I never received any information that they were in such bad financial distress.
That was parent Laurel Collins, student Lacey Perry, and parent Laurie Jurassic, who all say they were blindsided when they heard about the planned shutdown earlier this month, which got me wondering, could anyone have seen this coming?
I think that's a tricky question.
That's Dr. Talani Britton. She teaches higher education economics at Harvard's Graduate School of Education. She says the answer to my question is both a yes and no. Britton explains it's a yes because all for-profit and non-profit private schools are issued what's known as a financial responsibility composite score by the U.S. Department of Education every year.
So essentially, it really looks at the financial health of the institutions. It's a single number as opposed to, a financial report that you then have to decode or decipher.
They're publicly posted, and the scores are based on three main factors.
So first is sort of what's called the primary reserve. Essentially, what it does is says, can this institution cover its existing expenses? The second component is the equity component,
which basically measures a school's capacity to pay unexpected expenses or even make campus improvements. And the third factor looks at whether the school is operating within its means. And all of that boils down to one number, or score, from -1 to +3.
If you are over 1.5, it means you're financially responsible, you're in the clear.
Scores lower than 1.5 trigger government oversight measures. Mount Ida has been consistently scoring a 1.8, so outside of the official danger zone, despite the school's financial problems.
This score actually doesn't have great predictive power.
Britton adds that, on the other side, only 1 in 5 schools that got failing scores last year actually closed. So why is this tool missing the mark? To find out, I called up Melissa Emery-Aris. She investigated this very question for the U.S. Government Accountability Office last year.
Some of the particular issues that we found with it were things like it was no longer reflecting current accounting practices.
It's outdated.
And also, quite frankly, that it's vulnerable to manipulation. There were loopholes. For example, some of them would inflate their scores by taking out large loans and then pay back those loans.
The now defunct Corinthian Colleges was one of the biggest users of this tactic.
We recommended that the Department of Education update this formula.
I reached out to the Department of Education for its response. While no one was available for an interview, the department sent its official response letter to the Government Accountability Office, which said the report didn't show how new accounting standards have made the scores any less reliable, adding the department is planning to establish a committee to consider the possibility. So, what can students and families do to avoid getting stuck in a situation like what many are going through at Mount Ida College? Emery-Aris actually recommends they still check out the financial responsibility scores.
Even though this is not the most accurate tool, it is still a useful indicator and can be helpful to students and their families.
So while the scores may not be the most accurate, for right now, they're the best we've got, unless you want to brush up on your corporate accounting skills. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.